Okay, well, my reshchas of Zion. So, the more I discuss is what's the lacha of Iris. So, in terms of Iris, really, there are three stages in terms of what Baruch Hu make in Iris. The first shayla is, it says, Kaisis Iris, you make Hadama, and you say Barna Fashis. That's the sack of Mechaber. If you're Bishlo or Tachno, you may pass. You make it into. If you cook it, it doesn't smayach, it comes like soft and falls apart. Then it turns into mezainis. So first discussion when it comes to iris, what is this iris? So it's really based on mishnah, but the mishnah brings an iris rice doichin is hers lashon askaz. Yesh roshem ivcha. This brings down some say ivcha. Therefore, yesh roshem leichem. There are those who say you should only eat rice toichasuda. And as we have a suffix of what to do, there's one side to make a shackle on it, because we're not sure. That was more since Iris could get it in Mazina sometimes. That's only if it's Iris is rice. If Iris is not rice, Teichen is rice, Teichen never got itself into the Mazina world. So every time rice, we're not sure if rice is Mazina or Adama, the third side to say maybe to make a shackle. Therefore, there are some which only eat in a suda.
What's that sound, taco shackle?
The sound of shackle is just the piece of shackle. One says because of mitan suffix. I'm not sure whether is it iris or daifin. That's one side. Also, there was a sheet that the rust brought down. She does a bag which says over there. That'd be shackle. I'll combine them. The Mishnah brings down Sugni the Alma Iris is rice, Rik Yosef, Maisarav, and they made Mazinus on it. But there are those who were Machmer. Like the sauce is on Shani Suda. There was finally example Mishnah Feinstein used to patter it. Used to make two brachas on it.
What brings down?
Ruvus Ephraim. Then wherever Mishnah is making Mazinus on Adama, he's more Chishis for that side. Wasn't so Chishis for the Saddish Hankal. She gave me two rice like this. That when it comes to rice, it's more common to have a suffix and three brachas. Kobe Rab, who's Isaac and Psak, knows that the nims of the Rabbim to give such a Psak to give three brachas is Kakuli Yisami Tikunai, such a Psak. And about the Psak for Taiso, about has to be Mazenas. It's only Machmer for himself and do it. So, yeah, maybe it's not going to be Machmer, but the Hikar Din is, and the Kaminakai so is that when Psak says as Uriz is rice. And therefore, if it's nesmaich with a bishul, then end up being mezainis. Now,
why can't we just say we mentioned HD during the shiva?
You could. Because as I said, Kolbe Rav was Isaac Bar, knows that these things kakulias and tikunai. When things are barer, you make people come to the chumer, every chumer comes to the kula, start patterning things and this and that. You know, it's not something which is. He would recommend such on a tzibritika level, you can't do such things. On a tzibritika level, things have to be normal. Rosh Shmuley told me about it. I'll combine them.
Rosh Shmuley asked him why?
Yeah.
What's the route? How is the route safe for Yachid?
What do you say? The Minga Olam definitely is, like Mr. says, Sugri Dama, the going and whatever. The Minga Olam definitely is to patter it. The Olam Shmuley is so crazy. You might even know if you're at a Suda and you have the stuff, so why not, right? As yeshiva, they have other things, and why not? If not, you know, sugi dam is the mako. Yeah, there isn't a staff room. Some people say, "I make mazainis." Can we make some there? Some people, yeah, pick her on. That's sugi dam. And the second nidim with rice is that's only if it's raw, it's adam, right? So kaisus is adam. If it's in the spashal, this is my if it's mazainis. Now the question is, a lot of times it is, it isn't. So the berelach which says that it's a klipa. He says a revelation, lehifsid, rachel lehifsid. Yeah, is a rachel lehifsid if some hirsak klipa. Now the question is, in armed CS when you get rice, in terms of is it called hirsak klipa or not? So white rice is definitely hirsak klipa. So therefore, it's going to be maybe more than rachel lehifsid, but definitely rachel lehifsid. Brown rice is a vikuach. You know, amongst some of the svarim, that the two klipas, which klipa we're talking about, it seems more mukubal, also that brown rice is known as that. We say that's called the hirsak klipa, and therefore it would, yes, be considered mezainis. Now, It's Hirsak Kibbutz with the Bishul. Saying, not that Hirsak Kibbutz alone, Hirsak Kibbutz with the Bishul. So now we say that.
Without a bit of Ruor Biadama.
Which gets into the discussion of say Rice Krispies, or even Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies is. Basically, the Nidin is that they cook it, and then afterwards they just like they puff it. So puffing, the last talk is to say that would not be considered. Whatever. But the ma'aser b'dat klal is cooked, so therefore it's cooked, and so it's quickly. But there is going to be mezainis. There are sometimes they don't cook it, but that klal is cooked, and therefore it's going to be mezainis. Rice cakes is a big bikuach. Why? Because rice cakes they just puff it with steam. So there are three opinions in klal. So there's a chiddushik sheet of say nine fishermen and some crowds. They say shakal because they say it's like a total shinoi and shinei and total it's totally nishtana. So therefore you make a shakal on rice cakes. More mukubal is it's hadama, it's kaisas iris. So it's raw, it's just puffed, it's not cooked, and therefore you're going to make hadama. Yashu comes along and says that the way they do it with steam. So Yashu goes along with that. You need to use with steam. So he wants to say that steaming has a dinner like bishul, and therefore it gets it's a stavik, and therefore he wants to say that we want to make a mezainis on it. It's definitely more pashut to make a hadama on it. I think we brought up mezainis, right? I think most people, right?
Yeah, is there a difference in
America
and here?
No, I think around it's more correct to make adam on it. Make adam on it.
Why it's not cooked?
It's not cooked. No, it's just steam. So the question is, does steam get the bishul on that? So the pashas steam would not be bishul. It's not just a little steam. Rabbi Asher wanted to say that maybe it is, but most of the place are not into that. Fine. When I get past doichin, so it says make shako b'nefashas. So one thing about Pastechin, the Halacha brings down that there's a whole slew of Rishonim hold that anything which is Mazin, so they bet Mazin Chashav Rishonim Zemperch Mazinus, Kaveris, like Mazinus. The Rabbi Yoina, and you know, other Shittas, you know, discussion we had before, that the Suffolk, whatever it is a Doichin, is not Doichin. The Chavir goes Doichin Shach, but our slew of Rishonim hold that's going to be Mazinus. Then he brings down that therefore some makes the zayin zadeichen and opens the adai peseder. Or the yeshkam rishonim zolav that goes zechul din shem manim minim you know which are zayin peseder leiv and then aris zadeichen. So this is where there's a minhag in kaisa about potatoes that potatoes that somewhat baruch should be it should be adama right. It's there are some which make a shakal on it or there's tanim zaynis. So where it comes from is a little from this cheshbon over. I think to be had some example. The pshat is that being that there's a tzad to say it's zayin usayid, so therefore maybe it should be mezayin as according to the shitas. So therefore it's suffic to make a shahakal.
On potatoes?
Yes.
What's the suffic? Why don't they make a dama?
Because maybe it's zayin usayid. If zayin usayid, probably because you shouldn't that anything with zayin usayid gets it in the mezayinus, so therefore it's suffic. They're not sure what to do. Therefore they make a shahakal. Because of that type of minig is only mishayish lo minig, about the type of minig. That definitely is not a correct hanhaga to go ahead and do it. Now, but again, our mitzvahs of like cornbread and corn muffins. So even though the mechavis is mekshakol, ours are mezainis. They're full of they have what's called again? They have
flour, no?
That flour, yeah, that flour. So therefore, it's for sure going to be, you know, it's not much of a shayla. Yeah. Now there is a discussion about if you have rice, that's you make a mezainis, and you make a burn of fashis on it. So there's a benishkai, which says, let's say you have cake and rice, or barakas and rice. He says that you could beyotzi both of them together. Just make a bracha on the cake and rice, that's a sheikhs and mazain. He said there's a benishkai like that.
Bracha achrena, that's
bracha achrena, yeah. Which, yeah, the same way in Shuvah says, like, I'm a Mechadesa, like, why should I be? My son is between some Rechaivim, and therefore, Kipshutai, one should not do that. You want to be Machmer, make the Bonfashas first, and then make Talam Bechia, if you want to get involved in that discussion. Even if you did it, the mice of the Stam Dasa person is not the Patrick, so, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Fine. So, Sif, test discusses if you mix Kemach with other Kemach, and make pass. So this is exactly a pass and make a maitzi. You have Kemach doichin with other with Kemach which is Hamoitzi. So if you have Gzaik Seichus, pass and make Hamoitzi. If you don't have the Shem HaChumish Zeminim, so you don't make a Berzal Mazan, you make Hamoitzi, and then you make Gal Mechil. That's what the Chaber says. Mishpur says never such a concept. Hamoitzi and Gal Mechil, I think is a Devar. He says that by Bishlo Pekadeir, we say you only make one of Fashas. And therefore, he says that going with Magia, he says, okay, you make one of Fashas. Other Kharina want to try to be Miyashin the Shukhanak for Yerushalayim should only eat Tachasuda, this type of pass, which is not because I say that as pass, of pass. You should not eat the Suda because it's a Yerushalayim. I come on, I'm going to do like Shukhanak and this will be other Kharina Muslim. Like that, you make Kamaitzi with a Halamechia. Yeah, so next Mishabura is one of the most, I'm saying very extremely Yiddish Mishabura the Simon. When it comes to Al HaMechil, how much Al HaMechil do you have to have? How much Mizanis do you have to have in order to go ahead and pater your, in order to make a share Kazayas for Al HaMechil? So Mishabura says, Al HaMechil, you only go to Baruch HaShem Kazayas Dagan. Therefore, if you don't have a Kazayas Dagan, then you could only make a Baruch HaFashas. And you will not do it. Then he brings down that in Passover Kislev
that it had a Kazayas Dagan in the cake of Kadechilas
and you're eating it, yeah. Now he says in Passover Kislev, in which they mixed up with other latim, and you have a sugar, chocolate, you have a regular rabbi, the sugar, chocolate, and everything else. So in the Minig Olam is make Al Mechil, even though you have, if you have a Kazayas altogether, even though this is not a Kazayas of Dagan Levadi, which is the Minig Olam is going to make Al Mechil, he says. Ulai, because the Tevlinin is about Lahakshir Sa'ichel, there was a starf in it. Lachila, you should have a share of Kemach, Yisair, Kazayas. So, Kitzim Mishpur is saying like this. There is a Shurim and Eilam that seems to be starf. You have one Ragalach, and together it's a Kazayas with the Shrok and the sugar, everything else to starf it to be a Kazayas. It's not like you're doing that. He says, Lachila, you should be Machmer. If you didn't, then you would make Enachnami make a Alam. Hermation Shuva just says, like, this Minigal made up, Shtiot, who says it's such a thing, and you should do such a thing. It's, there's no such minhag. It doesn't know any minhag. And therefore, let's have exactly the chilas pats. You cannot make alamicha. And you have to make a bar nefashos. Mishvura is, goes, you know, goes to the negal. So what's the eitzah? Get another ragalach, right? That's the eitzah. But if you didn't, you know, b'diavad, we would be making like Mishvura and say you can make it. It says a chilish machmer. Then we make it. Two exceptions to this rule. Exception number one is anything which is layered. Mishvura's talking where it's one tafshal. Ragalach comes like one thing. It's in the ingredients, it's in the, it comes together. So you have a layer, let's say, like a chocolate wafer. Right, it's layered. Or you have like a cake, a seven-layer cake, or something where it's clearly layered. Over there, Shem Zalman Shuvit says that there's no menagalam in it. The menagalam is that something which comes, more of it comes like one meichel. Anything which is layered, he says that, you know, there would not be any such thing. That's nekuda number one. Number two is anything which is put in afterwards, a lot of that there's no shizman ilam. For example, it's similar to that. You have noodles in a soup, right? The that's two separate things, and you wouldn't be considered one meichel. You put croutons in a salad, you know, you throw it in. About that, you have to have a share of the croutons, a share of the noodles, which many times you don't have. And that's pasha that way that you'd have to have a share of that over there.
Would we say, based off of this, by Passover Kisna, that this wouldn't be considered mullah because it's layered?
No, it's still be mullah Passover Kisna, but klape the din of klape the din that's one meichel to make it into, and that it's a star for the shear. It's not bread. Passover Kisna, this says you have a bread which has things inside of it, so therefore it's not a bread which you're dark or the kafay on it. You know, it's a chocolate bread, whatever it is. But here we're trying to figure out, it does get a din of bread also, only it's in the bread, if it's whatever. Okay, let's move on to Alamechil. So Alamechil, you make Alamechil after one has Mezainis. So, Nechil Grishan and Dreis and Darabon and Rish Tess, you know, there's one of the two places I think Mishabur doesn't have a clear psak what to do. And like, Rish Tess, he says that, you know, it's Machlekes whether Alamechil is in the Dreis or Darabon. And Sif Gimel says that you should maybe eat a little more. Because of Kohen, Mishal Gidei Sviyam, he prays at Tavshal, so he was talking about Echra, and Suffolk, you should eat more, to get yourself out of the Suffolk. That's how Mishbuk is always with Sak, because in one place he doesn't, The big machlekes are there. It's there. And that's a nusach. So Shmuel brings on the nusach over here. There are some hours in the nusach. So the first hour is some people seem to say rachim na, and in the nusach, what some say it's a little bit a mistake. It's not really.
In
Al-Mikha? In Al-Mikha, it's not found in the Torah, it's not found anywhere. You know, maybe it's a mistake from benching. They say that that's not something that should be done. Now, V'nechem mipiria, so the Mepharshim is like, what's the big deal about Paris or Tzvah? Like, why is that? Like, when go there Tzvah, Nechapiria, like, what's what are we talking about there? So, much story, for example, in the Briskav, it's talking about, this is Mesh, they didn't want to go there Tzvah to eat the Paris. Like, you know, what's the other Paris? It's the Mesh Hashini. Perishmita, maybe things should have a mitzvah, that's what it means. But the fascinating Bach. The Bach says that the reason why you want to eat the Perishmita itself have a Kedusha to it, and through the eating the Perishmita itself, a person gets the Kedusha Zeretz as well, and if you want to eat from Perishmita as well. Which will Volba is that we find that the more said that Yidana brings down, the more you want to go there as well. So this is why I want to go there as well. You want to go? I want to go at the end of the mitzvahs. So they ask in the back. The back says, "Well, you pray to so you get the kedusha right to sell." So of course, when we, what's the cash machine? Why you want to go to the Paris? Yeah, you want to go to the Paris. So the Beis says no. Moshe Rabbeinu, like, he would live with the Shechina, right? Up and shmai, down shmai, back and forth. You know, like, so he doesn't need to get the kedusha from the fruit. You know, he's there, right? And I want to go to sell the election mitzvahs for us regular people. This is the main merit as well. So others also say it. He's saying he's up there. He doesn't need whatever. Okay, now at the end, do you see Alam Mechala Kakala? So some places have it, some places don't have it. Kavachayim says the reason not to say it because it won't be Chesim B'Shtayim. Mishmur does not bring it down. There is a minute by some Chesim. They say Alam Mechala Kakala Zognish. We don't say it. So I think the Rav Chaim said in front of the table, "Kala Zagnish." He said, "So like, so wait, so don't say it."
Like, they said it.
So like, you know, trying to like having that. So if he's supposed to say it, they're saying it. If not, you know, like it's not tonight. So Saipa said, like, "If it's Zagnish, so don't say it." Like, what are you doing? And he said they didn't think that was such a normal and correct hanhaga. Fine.
And what about in benching? Rachim, no, Hashem, like, and I saw enough. I'm like, there in some more. Benches, they have nine.
That rachets. Is more of a yeah. Now, for Chutzaritz, what?
Al-Makhim shouldn't say no.
Shouldn't say no. Now, in Chutzaritz, it's Al-Paris, and it's Al-Parisat. Now, some other it's Al, you say Al-Parisat. Now, let's say you have a Safik, it's Al-Chutzaritz. So he says, we Safik, you don't say it. If you don't know where it's from, we have a Safik, it's Al-Paris. And don't say Al Persa. Now there's a Kavachayim, says Baal Mechisa, so Al Mechiasa. They should do that too. And why shouldn't you do that? The Mishnah says, like, you know, we don't find such a thing, so therefore don't do new things, you know, if we don't find it, therefore do not recommend doing such a thing.
In Shuvah?
No, with that was in Shuvah. It was, okay. Sevilah, so that in terms of the what your chesim, so it's a big way in Shalosh, but the yayin, you know, chesim al gabra gafin, al sapir gafin, al sapir sev. So, which means the minig is chesim al sapir gafin. That's the minig. Al sapir gafin, so be the avid, if you say al sapir piris, if I say, oh, let's say I have food in Eretzon, food in Chutzarts, you have two of them. So, what do you do? So, if you have a shir, then nobody say al piris and that type of. That type of case. Fine.
A shear, if you didn't have a full shear of either one.
So then you just say pay start the less. Okay, so the rest goes pretty quickly. You maskir mena era in Shabbos Yon, in Shabbos Yon, the Rish Chedesh, not Chana Kamparim. If you forget it, it's not ma'akev. Why Mishpur said the one could be some Rishon of Hol, the Pechal. In the morning, I'm Chiv Tipret. That's number one. And some place can say, you don't have to mention it at all. And Yishami says only Chachila, Shatzin Tzamech says three reasons why Alam Mechila will not be Ma'akev if you missed it. Interesting, Halacha is, I will skip around, give more, and then we'll a lot more. If you made, let's say somebody, let's It's on my bench by mistake. Shadow comes up pretty often because apparently there. It's on my bench by mistake instead of Mechalamichis. Mechaber and Yuzayin big Zayin because Shalas didn't put this in main Shalas. Doesn't matter. Okay, Daisa because Muslim doesn't matter. It's supposed to make main Shalas and therefore it doesn't matter. And it means the Dina scheme will come back from the Luik and that's Mechaber. Daisa Choshim and the Dog of the Yavik Zayin put Raisin. Kimish Zayin like every term. And therefore, Koshka Basavakistan, the matter because I'm bad is it that if you have Mini Dagen or Daisa, because a Muslim with yes, Patrit. So therefore, so my bench, let's just say I had rice on my bench, was all of them?
No. Also, it's Mason, Mason, no? The reason why is because it's Mason, no?
It's not Dagen.
It's not Mini Dagen. There's no shayles. There's no cash. I don't think it passes. Now the chara that we're not after.
Isn't main challenge trying to have whatever we have in Brachas Amazon? It's main challenge. Why wouldn't it?
What's the chara you know?
Why wouldn't it be a Bezena?
I'm sure this is just shitting from the Tekon, that's all. Saying, you know, just not the Etzan Bracha. Now, in terms of the sar, the halacha goes through yain, just because of the four types of wine he says, in terms of things, the bracha on wine, where the biggest Muslim path is it. So he says four chalukim, and some of them they get every single Shabbos. He says, if somebody drinks wine, and by mistake he benches, what's halacha?
Drinks wine and he benches, b'diavad
apatas. Yeah, b'diavad apatas, so that's chaluk number one. He had wine during a suda, you make a bracha?
Yeah.
Yes? Does big Muslim path through it?
Yeah.
Yes. You have wine after the Gemara Suda, that it brings out a machlaikas.
But today's not a
gay. But today's not a gay, because we don't have a Masakha Suda. The last thing is wine before the Suda, Kiddush. That's where Muslim Pata Kiddush are now. So he's going to talk about Mar Ramban. And therefore he tells you, Vadi the Kiddush Chark says, okay, but the Chachila, you should have danced the Pata, because Muslim always should have Pata wine before Kiddush. Because the Chachila should have a Pata's, the Chachila should have a mind to go out and Pata it. Which, sometimes it's hard to remember that, right? Have you some Shabbat to remember because of the Patrick. So another Eitzah would be is that if you have wine during the Suda, you're going from Kavayin Vav. So we said that if you have in Kavayin Vav, we said that if you have something which you have in the Suda also, it's the Bracha, something before the Suda, the Patrick, something in the middle of the Suda, it wasn't worse than that. So if you get into the habit of having wine during the Suda, which I know Shabbat says in Shabbos, it's good to have wine during the Suda, right? There's a mila to do that. So
it's like if you're getting into the habit, you could get into the habit of being Mechamed, no?
I think people have an easier time drinking than having kavana. okay, either way, I'm saying. But, you know, whatever works. Yeah, now in Sif, Tazayin, for example, you have water and wine. So you all make a bracha on the water when it fashes, because it brings out patas it. Just like Paz Barishana, Paz Barishana. It's interesting over here. This is a Paz Barishana, a little more hard line than he was in Kavayin Dalet. So when is the pater? He says either Kaveh Aliyain. Who's that? That was who? That was the Chayadam. Even the Miyon Mashkim Shas Bracha, or the Mashkim with Funa B'Shas Bracha. Even if you have only Kaisach, he writes over there.
In Kavayin Dalet,
there he brings in Das over there. He's a little more Migul Das. So here he doesn't mention Das. There he brings in Das. That's also works. Here he says Kaveya or Lefanov. That's what he says. Over there he brings in Das. Now in the Shatzinov, it says Ibrach Rishen, maybe could be it works even Mother Lugmov. But Baruch HaKreina, he says not. Now this Shatzinov gives a little Mashmai. He says, you know, Baruch Rishen, he says, F sure it works in Mother Lugmov. Mashmai said, if you have less than Mother Lugmov, Mashmash was a little bit less than you'd have to make a bracha for Baruch Rishayna. The way he says it over here. Remember we had a Shah the Mashmash earlier, it says it, Shah Malikmav, and what do you do if not? So he says, try to patch yourself.
About by the Baruch Rishayna.
Baruch Rishayna.
Yeah.
So Mashmash over a little bit, it sounds even Baruch Rishayna, Ev Shah Malikmav, it's like, I'm not that to dick. I go, it's like this. Let's say we have Malikmav, and what do you do by Baruch Rishayna? Because he says you have a big problem over here. Because if you have a Malikmav, so it's Sabah Baruch Rishayna. So what do we do? He says, because maybe you have to make a bracha chayna, then Shabbat did water. Maybe you don't have to drink a bracha kohen. It doesn't matter the water. If he says, like, what we can do over here.
Since yeah, we I didn't the, have that.
Since we don't have the lacha, you're going to make a brain fascist?
Yeah, of course.
It's archaean. So, it is guys involved in so what's trying to acre of tafel? So, all that kind of discuss is acre of tafel, which has a tafel, is subordinate and it's not mechayim in a bracha. What bracha acre, pattern tafel is the bracha acre patters the tafel. And if you don't make a bracha the acre, go ahead and patter the tafel. So, a lot of that chreinim, like name a bracha, or Mishan Shuva in one place, and others say, like, the chalak and the shatzim, they say, because the bracha acre tafel, which has the acre chazdish. It can tafel, Iker patters the tafel. The Shadid doesn't need a bracha on tafel. So, you have a suffix, whether you can make a bracha on the wine. Being you have a suffix, make a bracha on the wine, yeah. So, therefore, you can have to make a bracha on the tafel. And therefore, they are chilek on this. You know, they're chilek on this shartzian.
There's mashmoids that the Mishnah Berurah hold both the same way in Iker and tafel, no? This is the that's the Mishnah Berurah in Iker and Tafel.
I don't know because other places over there, I know it's about. Because all the rayas are chayav payasa. One last halach if you have pshivus aminim and tapuchim, so you know tapuchim or pshivus aminim that's gonna be nichol and aleitz tefil payetz. But he says that you have tapuchim and have yayin. He says about that you know those are gonna need a separate. Brachas. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.